Praise his name. Happy to be out tonight. Amen. It's a wonderful day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Let's stand if you would. Just bow our heads. We open the service. Heavenly Father, oh God, I appreciate you. Every time we have an opportunity and hear you call us, come to the house, be able to hear you speak to us. Lord, an invitation. It's so wonderful, precious. Lord, I pray that each of us will hold it dear to our hearts, every opportunity that we have. Bless and touch everyone that's made the effort to come. Meet us mightily, Father. You promise you'll be here with us. And with anticipation, we look forward to, Lord, you just speaking to our hearts and revealing your word to us in a greater way. I love you. Thank you so much. Now, Lord, just bless every faith of the service. And we just ask all these things be done and said in your name. Precious Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. I love him, saints. He's so precious to us. Amen. Turn our big books, if you would. Page 22. I'd like to start there. Victory in Jesus. Amen. True victory. Amen. I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior. Sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath that cleansing flood. Heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing. How he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow, amen, hallelujah, give me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath that cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath. Amen. Sing it again. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory Amen. Do you have the victory in Jesus? Amen. It's the only way to have victory, saints. Hallelujah. Page 45, over a couple pages there. Amen. Lean on his everlasting arms.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, well, I'm leaning, yes, I'm leaning. Safe and secure from all alarms. Oh, I'm leaning, yes, I'm everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, while I'm leaning, safe and secure from all. Amen. Oh, well, I'm leaning, yes, I'm leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? Oh, what have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, well, I'm leaning, and Lord, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Yes, I'm leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Amen. Ain't you thankful you got his arms, his lean on, trusting? Amen. Page 31. Standing on his promises. Hallelujah.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, oh, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Oh, glory in the highest, I will shout and sing.
Oh, standing on the promises of God,
oh, well, I'm promises of God, my Savior, standing. Yes, I'm standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Well, I'm standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Oh, standing on the promise, amen, hallelujah. Oh, well, I'm standing, yes, I'm standing. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing on the promises of God. Well, I'm standing on the promises I now can see. Perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise his name. Oh, well, I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God. Well, I'm standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Oh, standing on the promises of God. Oh, well, I'm standing, yes, I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. Oh, I'm standing on the promises of God. Oh, standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Oh, standing on the promises of God. Oh, well, I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Amen. Are you standing, trusting, believing every word? Amen. He's so wonderful. Praise his name. Brother Luke, would you like to come up and take up the offering? Amen. He's everything to me. Truly he is. Hallelujah. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything. Oh, he's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything. Amen. Sing it again. Oh, mean it. Hallelujah. He's everything, he's everything to me. He's everything, he's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. Amen. Hallelujah. How many have something? Need a request? You want to lean on him, trust him? Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Brother Pitts, would you like to take the request?
Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, knowing, Lord, that we are a needy people. So we ask you, Lord, if you would, to touch every unspoken request and everyone that's been spoken. For we ask for your guidance.
Yes.
This hour, Lord, we do, because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Praise his name. Somebody have a song tonight, special? Amen. You have something tonight, Karen? All right. Let's stand then, if you would. We'll
We'll sing a little chorus, only believe, as ask our brother to come.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
For a moment of prayer. Precious Lord, as we've come once more to gather around with saints of like precious faith, Lord, we just humbly come before you tonight asking you to take these few words that will renew our hearts to, Lord, and prepare our hearts, Lord, for a furtherance, Lord, of your precious word that would come. The Lord, that would keep continuing to prepare us, Lord, for that great catching away. And Lord, that we would be ready. Father, we just ask your blessings upon your precious word and just pray that you'll be with each one of us now as we read these things, Lord, and just ask you to open our hearts. And Lord, may we catch a little nugget here or there that would strengthen us, encourage us, Lord, and give us strength for the journey. And we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it all. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Aren't you happy to be here this evening? Amen. Quite a few of them missing this evening, but thank the Lord for the opportunity to come and to gather around and read out of his precious word and exhort a little bit and just ask him to strengthen and encourage our hearts. Amen. While you're still standing, if you'd like to turn with me, we're going to read in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Amen. And I'll read quite a bit here. But probably won't hold you very long, but just for some reason, I just couldn't seem to get away from reading some of these things, and we're just going to renew our minds. There must be a reason for it. Amen. And just praying God will give us the wisdom, the words to say, things to bring. Amen. Here in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and we get that first verse. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. And through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. And by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated. So I was thinking about these things today, and you know, Brother Branham told us there was nothing we could pray for more than to ask God for revelation. And faith to understand and to have him dip into our hearts the revealing of his precious word in simplicity. And oftentimes we see how the simplicity of God's overlooked in the precious word. And God made sure to record it just the way he wanted it recorded. And he sent the prophets to come and to vindicate and to bring what was for each time and age to bring that word back to us. And as we live in this age of such an age of education and training and schooling and understanding words. And I had spent the day in a class learning things for my job. And, you know, there's no joy in that. But how much more joyous it is when you can go in and begin to read God's word and just find your place in that. But yet we see all of man's wisdom and man's knowledge as the teachings have come forth and the training has tried to rear us up. And tried to tell us what things ought to be and taught us to think for ourselves and taught us to try to reason things out for ourselves and to plan ahead and all of this that the human mind has been trained to do. But God in simplicity give us a little special gene to a special elect for predestination, that through that he would teach them all things and guide them into all truths. And through that we would be pleasing to him. For he said, without faith it's impossible to please him. And as we want to read these few examples that was left here before us, and as you think about Abel and the sacrifice, as he realized that it was blood, and God revealed it to him, and he went and he made that sacrifice, and how much messier it looked, how much unpleasant it looked compared to what Cain was bringing. But yet down inside of him, he couldn't help himself. He was predestinated to do that. And God revealed to him what it was, and he could no more do nothing more than what God had revealed to him to do. And it drove him. He couldn't help himself. That great force drawing him to do what God had revealed to him. And Enoch, it goes here, he says, and Enoch translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And then we come to Noah. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen as yet, moved with fear, and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. And you know, we look at Noah, and there's another predestinated seed. Couldn't help himself to do what God revealed to him to do. And to see him step out of by faith and to begin to build a boat in the middle of a dry land that had never saw rain. But following the leading of God's precious guidance, he didn't question him. He took him at his word and he went to building. And 120 years later, think of that, of all the people that was on the earth at that time, him and his family, 8 souls went into that ark. And 8 souls walked on there believing God would save them and take them through that flood. A predestinated, a revealed word of God that was by faith revealed to him, that he held his anchor to it and he pressed on and to see God make it vindicated and manifested out through his life. And by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. But by faith, he sojourned in the land of promises in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And through faith, Sarah also herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Just think of these examples that's been left for us. And this same God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the things he done for them, he can do for you and I. There's no circumstance today that we're facing that God's not the master of. That he cannot give us what we need to see this same word, the same vindications duplicated in our lives to bring forth the promises that he's left in his precious word. And as Brother Branham told us, he said, if you can lay your hand on one place where he's done it for one person, he's got to do it for you the same. So just think of these things as you think of that. Think of Sarah, a woman past the age of childbearing. And God made a promise to her and changed her body back young and gave her a birth. She gave birth to a son. And how that the impossible became possible. And today we live in a world where we live with doctors and we live with all these things around us that have tried to teach us, just take the pill, just take this medication, just take that and be accept your old, just accept the problems that you have in life. But Jesus Christ told us he wore those stripes for my healing. And by his stripes I was already healed. And if I can once lay my faith and get a hold and have God by faith reveal to me that that's for me, for the specific thing that I have, he'll do the same for me that he's done for each one in this precious book. As we read their examples, today it's our turn. We're standing here to be men and women of faith, to be men and women that God can vindicate his word back through. And so many people get their eyes so set in this last age of just wanting to see great signs and wonders and dance in the Spirit and shout in the Spirit and lay hands on. But God was looking for a life of people that came back with a reality, that walked with a steadfastness and assurance in their heart, and their lives vindicated the word back to this age just as pure as God wrote it out on these precious pages. And that we would be a testimony if there should be another Bible written.
another book of Acts put forth, we would be epistles read of all men, and that its life of Jesus Christ would be a reflection in us. And how it ought to be in our hearts, you know, to see and to cry out to God that we would have whatever we need, the faith that we need. What are we lacking? What do I not see in God's word great enough yet that I would have the reproduction of this Bible fully in my life? What revelation do I lack? What do I need God to reveal to me to bring me to this place in this last moments of time, that he would truly, fully vindicate himself back through my life, that every word would be made manifest that he has laid out for me? As he goes on here, he says, "And there spring forth one even as good as dead, so many as the stars in the sky and the multitude, and the sands which is by the seashore innumerable. And these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them far off and were persuaded of them, and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out of, they might have had an opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. But by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he had received the promises, offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall his seed be called." And I want you to think of that great time in Abraham's life, of what a trial and a test that was to Abraham. He had waited all those years to get that son, and then to see it vindicated, and then God to tell him to take him up and sacrifice him. And what a time that must have been, but what an assurance Abraham had in the promises God had made him to know. As he goes on, he says, "But accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure." Just think of that. He knew. He didn't know how God was going to do it, but he knew he had to keep that promise. Amen. That through that seed, he would be a father of many nations. Amen. And oh my, if we could just find our place fully in God's precious word, that every word in this Bible, every promise belongs to me. And I just need the faith to operate what God has given us in this great hour. And how it ought to strike our hearts greater, saints, when we look at the things that we each won in our own lives and never get puffed up and think we've come this far, we must have it all. But there's always higher heights in Christ and a greater dedication and a greater closer walk with him to see these things vindicated and lived out through our lives as we travel on. And he goes on here, "By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. When he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. And by faith Joseph, when he died, he made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. And by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment." All of these things, look at the strength it put in people. Look what the lives that changed when that God was revealed to them what their purpose was and what he was had in their hearts for him to do. "Choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, and esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto recompense of the reward. And by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. And through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. And by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. And by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they had come past about 7 days." Think of it. Obedience to God's precious word and what he had showed them brought the exact results God's word said it would deliver to them. In every situation, saints, let it build the faith in our hearts. "By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, and of Samson, and of Japheth, and of David also, and of Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms and wrought righteousness, obtained promises and stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire and escaped the edge of the sword, and out of weakness were made strong. waxed valiant in fight, and turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had a trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, and moreover bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, and were tempted, and were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute and afflicted and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all have obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided something better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. But wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such a contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. For ye have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Think of that. Think what he went through in the moments that he was here on earth, and the great trying time that he was in. But look, that he never drew back from the purpose for which he was sent. And oh, what a testimony it is today as we sat here and look back at all of these witnesses, and how little things of life will let them change our course. And how we get so worried and we get so flustered sometimes, and we don't know for sure. But oh, if we could just one time turn our eyes upon Jesus and truly realize he's in control of every situation, and he's never no farther away than right here. All the time waiting, just wanting you to whisper his name in prayer. Just ask him what you have need of to see him give it to us, and to meet the needs that we have in our hearts and in our lives. But sometimes we forget that he's in the ship, just like the disciples when the storms rose up on the sea. They forgot he was laying in the boat for a little bit. But oh my, when the great fierces around him, and they woke him up, and he just said, calmness, peace be still, wind cease your blowing. And oh, he spoke to the winds and they obeyed him. I know the master of the wind. I know the one that spoke can create calm those storms. I know the one that was walking on the water that night that came to Peter and asked him. And Peter said, Lord, if it be you, bid me come unto you. And Peter got out of the boat, but he took his eyes off of Jesus just for a little bit, and he began to sink. But if we would only keep our focus to God's precious word and the promises that he's given us, and focus everything else out of our hearts and in our lives, Abraham didn't look to nothing else but what God had told him. He was going to have that son. And you can look at each one in the back through there. Abel, God revealed it to him that it was the blood, and to take that old lamb up there and slit his throat. Nobody could change his mind. And I'm sure, you know, when you look and see the jealousy that rose up in Cain, I'm sure Cain probably tried pretty hard to change his mind before he slew him. But look at what he held fast to what God had showed him. And each one of these examples, as we look at, how do we measure up? And when Paul was speaking there in that 12th verse, and seeing we're compassed about with such a great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And you know, I was listening Monday there as I listened to Brother Branham's life story again. And it just never ceases to amaze me. You know, we go through a lot of things, but I still think he went through way more than we've ever seen or felt yet. And to know what he had to go through and the suffering that he went through with losing his wife and his baby, and most of all realizing God wouldn't hear his prayers, and he felt like God was shutting him out for what he had done. And oh my, but to stay strong and to stay faithful and to see God, when, you know, as the one brother asked him, did your religion hold you? And he said, or however, I've got it backwards. But when the brother asked him if he kept his religion, and he said, no, he kept me. Through the strong storms of life, and no matter what we face, God is always there. He's always faithful. But sometimes we get our eyes focused away from looking at him. Maybe somebody comes along and they just got to be that nagging voice that's all you're not going to get this. You're not going to ever be that. You're not going to get over this. You're always going to have this problem. But God has made us a promise to each and every one of us. And if we can take this precious book and the precious word that God has given us, and once in prayer, get to see Him. As Brother Branham said when he was here, the faith without the vision will do the same work in your heart and in your life. If we can just once let go and get a hold of God with a reality, that, Lord, I want to see this made real in my life. Not for my glory, Lord. Not that someone would look at me or look at you and say, oh, look what they're... No, but to see God made manifest and to see that Him made alive and made real today in my heart and in your life. And you know, as we can see the changes that He's made, as we were, as our pastor was speaking Sunday morning, and we were talking about the change that the new birth brings in our life, and how the great things we can see God has delivered us from, and how He's changed our desires. I don't have to make myself do anything, but there's a love, there's a draw that's drawing me to every day to this precious word, to the life that I live. There's a draw and a desire. I don't have to fight it. I don't try to make myself. I don't have to, I got to keep living like this. I don't ever think about it. It's natural because God placed it down inside of there. He's revealed to me that by His mercy and grace, He hung on that cross, saved my soul, and by the fire coming down, killed out that old nature, and the new birth is living, and changed my desires, changed my passions, my drives, to see that Jesus Christ would be made the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if He's brought me this far, I can already look back and see the steps that God has brought me, and you've got to look back and see where God has brought you from. But how much farther we got to go but to put our faith in Him that we're going to see the end of this road real soon. And by God's grace, I'm going to be one of them that is a reflection today of this precious word by the faith that He has revealed to us. By the revelation of His precious word, not what I can muster up in myself, not what I can think I can do, not what you think you can do, or how much of this word I can quote and read back and tell you about it. But no, because of God's revelation, of the revelation of His Word, of what He's placed on the inside through the equipment that He placed in us, before this world was ever formed, He saw us in His mind and He made sure we had everything we needed with the day we hit this old ground. But one of these days we're going to drop this old robe of flesh, and by God's grace, I can't wait for that day to come. But oh my, may we hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, and looking to Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. And let Him take us the rest of the way in this few last moments of time. As we truly see that what we're living. You know, there's so much going on around us and so much happening everywhere. Don't get your eyes sidetracked, but let's look to what God has got for each one of us. Amen. Yes, amen. Why don't you sisters go ahead and come to the instruments? Amen. I had some things I was going to read to go with it, but I think I've said enough. Amen. I don't know why. There's a lot of things you can preach on. There's a lot of things you can read. But I just felt led to read that, and that's what we're going to stop. Amen. You know, God is ever faithful, and I'm so glad that I know He lives. And every day I see the results of Him pulling and Him drawing, the changes He's made in our lives. I see where He's brought me from. I see by His mercy and grace that desire is holding me. And He's holding me and pulling and drawing us to this precious word. And it's not something you can muster up in yourself. And it's not, maybe it's not always the bed of ease. But by His mercy and grace, I'm so glad that He saw me in His great mind. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. I'm sorry, it was a short service. I feel bad when Brother Pitts drives that far and we don't at least preach an hour. Amen. But by God's grace, I pray we can take something from His precious word, saints. We're growing every day. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus, Because He Lives.
Because He lives, I can face tomorrow, because He lives, all fear is gone, because I know He holds. the living just because he lives.
Amen. Oh, saints, he is so precious. So grateful for what he's doing in our hearts and in our lives. And you know, I pray that we'll just keep hungering and asking him to open up our understandings to his precious word. And you know, our pastor labors for us here and laying underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit, asking God to give him what to bring for us. And I'm sure that Brother Smith is doing the same as he's preparing to come back. And as we see that they're doing that for us, as our pastor labors diligently to present the word back to us, how grateful we ought to be when we can come in here and see Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit and the revealing of his precious word, bring the word that I can see, strikes my heart and causes me to grow. And it's so great to know that God is that mindful of me, that he would, maybe it comes to a service and you don't even get anything out of it. It may just strictly be for me, or it may just be for you, we feel. I pray we all get something every time, but sometimes it's just how it feels, that the word just came specially for you. And you know, that's God's amazing grace, that to think that he's mindful of what I need. And he don't, you know, I come in here and I don't look around and say, I think my brother needs that message. But I come in here praying, Lord, reveal to me what I need. And each time I've never went away disappointed. And I'm so glad that he knows me and he sees what I have need of. He knows the steps I've trod and he knows how much more I need to climb and he knows where my short places are. And he's ever so nurturing, just like he is with these flowers and the trees. As we see the warm sunshine coming back and the buds, and it's all taken into blooming into spring, he cares more for me. How much more shall your Heavenly Father, if he provides for that little bird and it makes that grass grow, how much more shall he do for you? Oh, I'm so glad that I know him in the palm of his hand. Amen. God sent his Son. They called him Jesus. He came to love. He forgive. Amen. He bled and died to buy.
Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Precious Lord, as we have had the opportunity to be here, and Lord, it may seem so simple just to, with all the word that you've given us, Lord, and all the scriptures and the quotes that we could read, Lord, to only take one little chapter and to read it. But Lord, if one chapter could become a reality in our hearts and our lives, Lord, to realize, as Paul said, let us lay aside every weight. And being we're so encompassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, Lord, may we truly give up more of ourselves and truly ask you to show us, Lord, the next step we need to take. Yes. What more can I do, Lord? What more of me needs to go away that you can be seen more in my heart and in my life, Lord? That you could be made
that people would see the reality that Jesus Christ lives even more. Lord, we just humbly ask that you would take these words and may it strengthen us in some, each one, Lord, in a special way that's needed. And Lord, we just humbly ask that you bring us back if you should tarry at the next appointed time and we'll come hungry, asking you to feed us. And Lord, we just say a special prayer for those that couldn't be here this evening, Lord, that you would strengthen them and encourage them. And Lord, Sister Eloise, they happen to go to the hospital. Lord, we just ask that you would touch her body and let the whatever the doctors need to do, help it work out so she can get back home, Lord. Just give her peace while she's there. And bless Brother Bobby, Lord, strengthen him. And Lord, we just ask you to bless our pastor, strengthen him, Lord, and just give him, Lord, lay up on his heart those things we have need of and strengthen him. And Lord, we're thankful any time that you deliver your word to us, Lord, and we never fail to see that you receive the glory and the honor for everything we see and said and done. And Lord, we just ask these things in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask all these things. Amen. Oh, he's so good. Amen. I know we're, Brother DeLong had sent me a note to just to ask, let everybody know. I guess we, he was, says he's wanting to know how many would like to eat at the Old Dutch on the 14th when Brother Smith comes. They're going to have their, I know their buffet is going to be back open, but I think they must be going to open up a room over there. So it sounds like maybe we'll just gather over there because maybe some of the crowding, not knowing for sure how many we'll have and how much space we'll have up here. So if you just could let me know if you'd like to join us over there, if you can, each one of you can give me a outside, just let me know and we'll take it from there. And if Brother Pitts, if you know if anybody that's coming, if you want to let them know so we can kind of get a head count from them, we'd be good. So we sure appreciate it. But God is so good. Amen.
Amen.
So good to us. Appreciate him. Just pray that we'll continue to draw closer to him. Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus one day at a time as we're dismissed.
One day at a time, Jesus. That's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Oh, yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow my strength, teach me to take.